tobacco, it burns the tobacco, the paper, everything. So it's mavia. But he is only mishaven to smoke. Mimele is a psikereshe. It's a psikereshe that he has to consume to burn the tobacco and the paper. But it's psikereshe liach pesle. So then the whole discussion, is it nichale, is it not nichale? Is it nichale? So then, that question can be answered by people who smoke. I mean, somebody doesn't smoke. I don't know whether it's nichale. Is it nene or not nene?
Nene
for
sure. What? Nene for sure.
What?
That's the whole point of smoking, that's right. I guess.
Why is he nene? He's nene from the fact that the tobacco is consumed.
No, not.
If the paper is consumed.
No.
Suppose this would happen, like Hasne Beir Beish, Vasne Lukal, he wouldn't be happy.
Sure.
He probably would be happier.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have to buy. He'll be able to use the same cigarette day after day.
Yeah, but what gives him the
hanah
is the smoke from the burning tobacco that gives him the
hanah. Oh, yeah. In other words, so it's another halacha. And that's the Chiddush HaRan in Shabbos says. When I learned Shabbos, I discussed it. When something is a means towards an end, so then we don't say Psikresh Liach Peslei. Psikresh Liach Peslei, we only say when the two things take place together. But if one is a means towards an end, and one act has to take place in order to attain a certain result, then it's considered psikreshe in Nichale. For example, when does Aruch say psikreshe doich peslei? Somebody, let's say, will wash his hands on grass. On grass, he has to eat. On Shabbos, he eats on the lawn. You know, sometimes it's a practical shaili in the summer. He eats on the lawn, and there is grass. He has to wash his hands. So he pours water on his hand. So then, according to Aruch, if it is his lawn, so then it's a psikreshe de nichale, because it will promote the growth of the grass. But if it is not his lawn, and it's not somebody that he likes very much, so he couldn't care less whether it will be promoted or it will not be promoted. But he doesn't, because he has to wash his hands. So then according to Aruch, Tzikreshe Lich Peslei, some mele, it's muta. So over there, both acts happen at the same time. Even though the growth of the grass will take place maybe months later, but right now he promotes the growth of the grass, and right now he pours. He's just having to pour. So it's simultaneous, mamish. There is no interval of a second between the act of pouring and the act of promoting. He'll say, well, it'll take a few months until you'll see bigger, taller grass. Well, that's not the melacha. The melacha is when you do something into nature, you apply a certain act to nature that is going to result in the growth of grass. So the Yazareya now, when you put in a seed in the earth, and then the crop will come out half a year later. So the Zriya is right now. So here the Zriya is right now. So it's mame simultaneous. But if something is a means towards an end, when the meloche takes place 1 second before the other act, so then it's considered psikreshe nichal. But we don't have to resort to it. That's true. I mean, so that's why smoking is psikreshe nichale. But even, let's say, according to the Hava Minhag of Abaye Verovi in Shabbos, that Reb Shimon is not made in psikreshe nichale. It doesn't mean, chas v'sholem, that according to the Hava Minhag of Abaye and Rove, that Dovashim is chav mizmutar, even in the case of Sikreshe, the smoking will be mutar. Because this, I think I heard it from my father, this is not Sikreshe. That's mamish kavon. It's just semantics, you know, he'll say. He's not mischaving to burn the tobacco. He is mischaving, that's what he calls that smoke. Suppose he doesn't know how to call it, so he'll with his fingers. It's the same act, it's a question of semantics. So I mean, why did I mention this? Here, true that according to the Ravid, we don't apply the law of psychiatry, like Abi Tfizas Yarodom. Tfizas Yarodom has to be actual mischab, not legal mischab. But here it says, by Misanikes Atit, when he picks it up, if let's say the teeth is bolua, there are no drops of water. So then, in Achname, then it's a question of psychiatry. But if it's teeth with water together, I'll see that in the next Mishnah that we says the teeth amayim tzofim al gabov. So Amisanikis Atit has reference to teeth amayim tzofim al gabov. He picks it up. So he's mischaving. Why? Well, I mean, it's a question of semantics. It's not psychiatry. We don't have to resort to psychiatry. That's why I mentioned that. I think my father said that we don't have to even to resort. Because there was once a discussion of someone who was very smart, so he said it. This. So of course, it is a psychiatry in Nichalei because it's a means towards an end. But even according to the Havamini of Abai and Rove, that Dovashim is Havam is Muta, even in case of psychiatry, but smoking would be also. Because it's mamish mischav. Here too, tichamayim, amsanik is a tichamayim, sofim al gabov. This mamish mischav. What do you say? He called it by another name. No. Not mischavim. Because suppose he picks up water, just the mayim by itself. It's nizav mischav. So what difference does it make whether he picks up water? We together with it, so you can say, whenever you pick up a kele that into which rainwater dropped in, that you are mischavim, suppose your pure purpose is you need a kele. You're not mischavim, you're not interested in picking up the water. But the fact is that the kele is water. So the teeth, mayim shetzof al gabov, is like the vessel, and the mayim shetzof al gabov is like the water in the vessel. So I'm mamash mischav. But just by calling it, I'm mischav only to magbir the teeth. That's not shayach. Let's say sometimes, suppose you have water that rained on a shelf, and then you want to be mischavim to pick up the shelf. Mimele, you pick up the water on the shelf. So it's mamish mischav. You can say I'm mischavim only to pick up the shelf, not the water. So you don't have to resort to psychology. So mimele, that's why you show even according to Rabbi Shimon.
Rabbi Shimon over there holds that it's considered lo-mischavim.
Oh, because Rabbi Shimon uses the Loshen Mischave in the same sense as let's say Melocha Shenitzricha L'Gufo. In other words, the purpose is not to pick up the water. In other words, but that's something else. In Kol HaTorah Kula is considered Mischave. Let's say Be'ya V'Nitzorich Be'ya V'Nitzorich Elu L'Afrei. I mean, so that's mischave mamesh. But the contrary of Shimon is part of a Shabbos because he's not interested in meloche for its own sake. So Rav Shimon holds that in order to be shov, it's not enough that he's mischaving to do the act, but it has to be done for its own sake. like melacha, and here it's melacha shenitzrich legufa. But of course, hey, there is no halacha of melacha shenitzrich legufa here. But by Rav Shimon, if it's not picked up the water, if the water is not raised for its own sake of picking it up, the water, so then it's not shalosh. All right, now the next mission. Mikveh sheyesh be'avoyim so mayim b'tit. Rablazarim meyer madil mimayim b'madilim b'tit. Rabbi Yishuena b'mayim u'b'tit. So in other words, that is mitzvah. Be'ezetit madilim b'tit shamayim sofim al gabov. Ho amayim misadechot, they're separate. So made Rabbi Yeshua, shemadbilin b'mayim v'imadbilin b'tit, be'izetit amu. That is mistarif to be mashlin the memso, b'tit sha'akone yir nil. Only if it is so soft, you see, it's true that the teeth is mitzvah of the memso. How can it be mitzvah of the memso? Just because it's mixed with water, it cannot be mitzvah. So only if the teeth itself is solid, but it's semi-liquid, it's very, very soft, so then it's mitzvah. But it has to have a certain degree of liquidness, of softness. If it doesn't have substantial softness, then it cannot be mitzuref to the mayim. So the question is, what degree of softness does it have to have? So there's a machlekes. Be'ezetit amul b'ticha she'akon yir me'ilov. It is so soft that if you drop a stick, so it goes down. So it's liquid like, you know. Let's say you drop a corner on the table, it will not pass through the wood because it's hard. But here, some teeth might be hard teeth. So even though it has mine, it's not misurah. But if the teeth is so soft that when you drop a corner, it will penetrate through the teeth, so then it's mitzvah. Diva Rameya, view the inayah. Mokim shenknea mido inayit. Kone shemeidin be inayim mid meilo viseich. Vize inayin rach. So that vin mochirish. So each day, each tanis shear is less soft than the previous shear. Rabbez the Arimir Ayir Bifichovies, Rabshimin Anichim Shveras Aneit, Rabbez also Kim Anindalu, not the Rav. Rabshua in Rabitit Mayim, Kishamayim Shaf Mogalatit. Because then he doesn't even have to have the tzirv of the teeth. Then the needle is immersed completely in the water on top. Bipet Sarshal Chovies also Litvila, שפרס הנאי, שפרס הלכונה, שמניח אין על פי הנאית, ששפר ונסיכה, ושיר הנקב של פרס הנאי, שיהיו חייסלס בי שתי אצבויס בייניס, שנריח אף שתי אצבויס ראשיים של פסייד ולהגידו, הנינדה בלוג, כל זמן שהוא רך, כל כך שהוא נינדה בלוג, וכפי שמעזים לבו, בוב ביצים הוא נינדת עם המקווה ויטב עם בי, והלוכה כרב יהודן. Teach a mind of Malgablov, Matvin Rabbi Shua, who Rablezare, Madbilin. Later, Rabbi Shua, Madbil Mind, Madbil Bittit, and Mr. Rufemi Star of Lash, and Mansor, Kilam Rinom, Bissipere Comedy, Suke, Tit, Hamidic, Mistare, Flemsor, Vatable, Bailey, also it file, Umil Bikin Dress, Pirish, and Vatable, Baby Mikresh, Kulaitit, also it file, Vain Zeyahiah. Because Gemara said, "Ligapi sukel, gapi srach, yichiach." So that's according to Rashi's pshat, it's difficult. Doch aname kule aver posel mokshe mistarei from milach. So as mikem mail memso komalu also itfile uksas koshe derksheni disvochim gapi kol kia shein biche kadosh menudalat kianim imikachi from rishlokish klamashlo mikve mashlo kia levi. Kamashl mekia lirevis eine mashlin u poch limute mai limute il limute titaniek heche dome idi pora sheiche bisheisen menu afvis name vind in pora sheiche bisheisen menu afu nikve name im mashlin vashte heche shovi kolani shure der meia vrabjude vabroza ושעות הנועד מסניסן ונוק תהיה דגימור many days what, when is it מצורף it has to have a certain degree of softness and you mention another שיר ונוק השיר ודיפור השיח ושיש now it is so soft that דיפור won't mind to drink she's interested in drinking water so she won't mind to drink that kind of teat ונוקה שיר פורשי לא איתנם ושמו כל הנה דשור אדם את הנויה בהוכה טוב את המאי דימר סובה דבהי שייסה ובהי אין שייסה ואין שי יכולים הנער זנן ושעד דאין כל הפורש שוויס so it's not a מחלגס נציאס you have so many שיט דפשור it's a מחלגס נציאס so if it had been a question of מציאס so we have to perform an experiment with behemoths, that's all. By Pichelik, I mean, the answer is, it's not a machlek, it's a mitzies. It's a machlek, as the Rash says, because there are all kinds of poros, so some poros are more easterners. They don't like to drink water that is has so much, that is so mixed with so much teeth. They don't like it. And some poets are not so easterners. They're not so easterners. They don't mind drinking water that is mixed with a lot of teeth. So the question is, who is the criterion, who is the measure, which poet? So each one of the shiurim is the measure of a certain poet. But you can't even say average poet. Who knows? Who can tell us who is the average poet? So mele, it's a machlekes din. It's not a machlekes mitzis. Bishemo kolano shuret ma'am tanoyim bochet all the time. Barso b'hai sheis, b'hai ein sheis. But there is a poret that b'hai sheis. And that there is a poret that b'hai ein sheis. So that's the question.
Could there be another teretz of this kasha of the Rash that the Gemara Zohar was talking about? Not
the
Gabitziru. Maybe this itself is a mikvah. Now
we mentioned it. No, but the Gemara mentions it. The Gabitziru. Mashlim, the Kia, the Revis, the Tilas Yodayim. Also Tziru. Whether Tziru of Memso, or Tziru of the Meikia, or Tziru of Revis, from the Tilas Yodayim. But it's the same child. In other words, here we say that on the contrary, that if a behemoth, will want mind, bring the teeth together with the teeth, so then it is mitzvah. It is, but if the behemoth objects towards eating, then it's not mitzvah. But the Gemara in Kolaboso says that even if the mayim are in such a state that behemoth will not drink it, so then it still can be tabled. So it's two separate things. You see, there the Gemara in Chum has reference, Lav Mifshal Machmasti Taire, El Bitzlu Mishen Mishav and Mosin Lechaz Lishel Behemoth. In other words, sometimes the behemoth doesn't like certain water because it had bad odor. But it's completely liquid. Only it has a bad odor. It's offensive. So then there's no psul. No psul for mikveh. Mikveh, the only requirement mikveh should be water. Whether it's pleasant, good odor, bad odor, what difference does it make? So even if it has such a bad odor that even a behemoth will, it's nifsla mishias behemoth. So it's still kosher litfile. Mashinkin, here we are talking about behemoth, where the behemoth rejects it, not because it's offensive, it might have a very good taste, but the behemoth is interested in drinking, not kneeling. So when she rejects it, he rejects it, not because she doesn't like it. Right now she's thirsty, the behemoth. So, but she rejects it, and she wants to drink water, not it, not solid. So then the behemoth's rejection on the basis that it's not enough liquid, that is the criterion whether it's considered maimon. Yes.
According to Meir, if a kana wouldn't be yore meilov, so then what would we consider this teat? It's considered separate, not ma'uruf from the mikvah, even though it's in the mikvah.
No, if kana not yore meilov, so then it's not even mitzurif.
It's not
a question. You see, all the shurim do not relate to the machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua chilek if you can be tevel in the teat, even if it's so. Rabbi Lezer says no. If it's a big object or another who cannot be immersed completely in the mind that is so far gabov, so then you cannot say that tefillah is not tailored. But the machlekes is whether it's mitzuref the men so. So it's the same shaila, alibi drablezer and alibi. So the shaila is it considered mayim to be mitzuref? Or it's not considered mayim even to be mitzuref? So in order to be considered mayim to be mitzuref, so of course, only to be mitzuref, even if it is soft, that the kone falls, penetrates into it easily, the first second, so suppose it has no... It is all of that stuff, so then it's not kosher. Only mitzuref. Mitzuref means you have chofalef, so you have water, and you have yutes, so a mute. You have of that kind of teat. So if the teat is soft teat, so then yutes, so soft teat. That extent is mitzuref the chofalef. Chofalef so water, but if suppose that it's soft teat, but the water in the teat is less than chof so, then it's not mitzuref, only mut. So in other words, even when it's mitzuref, it's not full mayim, but it is mayim to the extent that it can be mitzuref. So the question is, what degree of softness must it have in order to be considered as mayim to a mitzurif? So there's the machlek.
Because Lagabi Tsogus, the case of where there's a towel in the mikvah.
Yeah.
So the Rash brings down that Tosefta.
Yeah.
And it seems that, in other words, the Chiddush is that where it's still in the mikvah, so it's considered Alpidin Mu'uruv with the rest of the water, even though inside the Tsogus.
Yeah.
It attracts Gimel Lukin.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all considered Mu'uruv.
That's right. Because there you have water.
But there, we don't say something like that a kana has to be able to travel through the sagos in order that the whole thing could be considered ma'uruv. There's real water in the teacher.
No, it's different ma'us.
This is a sagos which has absorbed water.
It's only because of the water.
It's a different kind of an object. You see, sagos is a towel, it's a cloth.
But we don't say how
can you apply the criterion of ikone? Ikone cannot go through the towel anyway, you see. It depends upon the object. Tit, you know, is not one object. Tit consists of many particles of tit. So, if the kone can fall in, so then it's considered soft enough to be considered a liquid. If not, but a sagos will not go through for the simple reason that it will not go through. It can have all the water in the world. It can have water, you know, a thousand saw. So it will not go through because the material, it will not penetrate the material. So you cannot say it cannot be mature because it will not go through. Because it's not because of the relative small quantity of liquid that it doesn't go through. It doesn't go through even if you have a thousand so absorbed in a towel. Suppose you have a towel, a thousand so absorbed, it will not go through. But it's considered liquid enough to be mitzvah.
The Rambam brings down the Lachi only talks about, he just says, Tikrach, Tikrach, a Paris, Shaykh of a Shaytzi, Rameno. He doesn't bring down any of the Shiur Mavel Mishnah. Yeah, that's a question. So the Rash explains that the modern Mishnah well. Yeah, 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 I know. I really made a mistake, I'm sorry. I thought that last week we finished the Perek.
And I wanted to start discuss the whole union of Amshoche, the Gemara in Tmure, but I made a mistake, so I'll just go over the Gemara in Tmure without discussing. But I'll tell you, this is very important. The Rambam Shite in Amshoche is very complicated because we don't know the Rambam Pasul of the Yaakov Pasul, we don't know. Very complicated. So then there are two pshot. The Kesef Mishneh and the Rambam, and then the Bir Agro. And the Bir Agro says the Rambam had another gears. Well, you know, the Arach of the Gro is to be Mikatz. Impossible to understand that Gro. Only thing is, the Nitziv in Pisket, no, I'm not going over that. But in Piski Avayikhos Nachremes, Piske Tzadik Vov, Eistes Vov, discusses it in such an elaborate way, and he explains the Gor. But I just want to go over more and more. And that's all. I made a mistake. I thought that last week we finished the Perek, so I wanted to start with the Gemara and Tmura, but then I was told that, so. Now, the Gemara, the Mishnah in Tmura says, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Einam Dume Midam El Fechesh. That's not our concern. Einam Chumes Mecham El Fechesh. That doesn't concern us now. Oh, Einam Mayim Shuvim Peislenes Amikve El Fechesh. What's the Pshat? So the Gemara, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says, 5, 6, the sixth line from the end of the Amud. Man tane Omer Priya Barabe Omer Abirchenen Rebleza B'Yakov Ditnan Rebleza B'Yakov Eimer Mikve Sheyesh Bei Esrim Leach Aso Mikshomi Mimale B'Katev Cha Esri So U'Piskan Mikve. Now the Rambam just Agavurche, because it's necessary. I mean, the Rambam mentions Rebleza B'Yankov Sechatimtze, but instead of mikveh sheyesh be'esrim le'achaso, he says gag sheyesh be'esrim le'achaso. Gag. The Tosefta mentions the example that the Rambam mentions. So the question is the Rambam mentioning just the example mentioned in Tosefta, but the Rambam had the same gears as we have in the Gemara, or the Rambam? Then it's a little strange. Why does he mention an example the way it's formulated in the Tosefta and doesn't mention it the way it's formulated here? Or maybe some say that the Rambam had another gears in that Gemara, and he was gears here like Tosefta. All right, that's being discussed by the Achrayim. Mikve sheyesh be'esrim v'achasom mikshamim. Mimali Bikatev Chaesri so U Pisong Mikve Vintil Shashivo Mitao Birviu Vam Shoch. So Rabbi Yaakov says the thief you have in the mikveh chafalef so rov mem of Mikshomim you can dump you test so near the shore of the mikveh and then Yamam Shechit. So that means that the Rov is Mamish Mikshomim, was never a Shuvim. And the Miut, Yuteso, is originally Shuvim, and then the Psul is Poka by leading into the Mikveh. Milamei, so Rabbi Yaakov obviously holds, Shashive Mitaeres Birebiye Uvam Shoch. If it's Rov, if the rov of the mem so is mamish mikshamim, and then the yutes is originally shov, so then it's toyer by being mamshechet. Michlal, now the lotion of the Mishnah is because the Mishnah mentions many things. And I'm doing mitam levechelten, and I'm chumis mitam levechelten. So the first two aloches are kules. Elo, what does elo imply? Elo implies a limit on the Isa. Elo, only to such an extent. So mainly the third aloche in a mind shouldn't be on samikve elo fecheshm, which means that it only passes if the shov sheim shechua is rov, the cheshm of rov. But if it's the cheshm of miut, if it's to the extent of miut, so then shov shim shechua doesn't pass. It's a loshen kule. In other words, and there's the pshat in the Mishneh that shov is only possible if it's shim shechua ruba, but if it's shim shechua miut, or is kosher. And who says that? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So in other words, the Mishneh calls it the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That means there is a machleket between Rabbon and Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, because this Mishneh is expressive of the Kule, and that who is the more Dishmaitz of this Mishneh, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, so that means Rabbi Elazar Yaakov is a Meikil. So the Meikil is only Meikil when Rov is not Umshach, when Miut is Umshach. But, so the Machmir is puzzles even when the mute is umshah. Shashib mitayagas beginning ashok, michlal the rabbon and savad be amshochale. The rabbon are more machmir, and even mute be amshoche, shov mute, you test so, shuvim be amshoch is also possible. Elo the hosarabi. Elo the hosarabi. Omer Abichen, Shuva Shimshechua Kulo Yisteiro. So, such a big Kule, that even Shimshechua Kulo Yisteiro. So, who should that represent? Loi Rabbeleze, Chaplesa Yaakov is a Meikil. All right, but he's only Meikil by mute, not by Kulo. And here we, Robin says that he is Mutea, that he's kosher even by Kulo. Who she told the Chaplesa? Rabbonin, certainly not. Rabbonin Amor Macht Nefer Chaplesa Yaakov. So who shite does Robin represent? The pshat in the Mishnah, the cheshbon, does not mean the cheshbon, or that only when it's im shechu or rubo, so it's possible. But im shechu or muta is kosher. But it means if it sheim v'yesed becheni the tanya shleish lugim ma'im shuvim shenof lemaim bishnayim v'shleish lugim. Kelim v'afilu babo v'chamisho kelim peislos hamikve. So the Nekame of Yesed Ben Chune holds that Gimulugin can passel even if the Gimulugin were dumped from four kelim, from five kelim. But and Yesed Ben Chune is made only from three kelim, but from four kelim it's not possible. So in other words, this Mishnah is a Meikil, he says, El Fecheshm only from three Kelim, but from four Kelim not. So Meile has nothing to do with the Machlekes, Chablazab Yaakov and Rabbon. If we assume that Fecheshm by Maim Shuvim has reference to Chablazab Yaakov, so then Chablazab Yaakov is the Meikil, so then we have to say the Rabbon Amor Machmir, that even Hamshochem Muto is possible. But if we say that here the Mishnah has reference to Kelim, so the Mishnah doesn't discuss Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. So now we say, according to Maskon of Gimore, that the Rabbon of Rabbi Yaakov are more maker. And that's the sheet of Chachmei Amarov, end of the Rash. Because Yochid Rabbim is Aloche Kerabim, even though there is a klal, Mishnah's Rabbi Zabi Yaakov Kavinoki, so there's a machlokes l'shem, whether only Mishneh or even Braise. So in other words, the Chachmei Amarov, all those who hold that Mshucho B'kulo is Kshero, they hold the Samachlekes Rabbonu Blazer B'Yakov, and they pass like the Rabbonu. The Rash, the Lord Yeshua, is like the Rabbonu. And the Blazer is like Blazer B'Yakov, but Mishneh's Blazer B'Yakov is Kavinoki. So that's only in a machlekes in a mishne, but nebraise is yochid Rambam malach Rambam. As a matter of fact, in Lichas Korban Pesach there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid and that whether the klal of mishnes Rablezer Kavinoki applies to braises also, or it doesn't apply to braises. What is that?
I looked for it quickly.
Okay. I mentioned it last week. Yeah, okay, I forgot. That's why I made a mistake, because I mentioned that in connection with Hamshocha, I probably mentioned like a Vulche. Suddenly I got the impression that I'm finished with the Ferik. I'm all ready to discuss this. I don't know why I forgot. The Machlekes, the Rambam, the Ravid, is called Pesach Perikei Halochehe. I'll mention it. There is a loche that Milas Avodov is Ma'akvosim Lasas HaPesach. So the Rambam says, V'chein Tfilas Himeisov V'shem Avdus Ma'akvosim. Suppose a certain Odin had a Shifra, a Reloam in the Nochus, and he intended to be Megayah V'shem Shifra. But Pesach Pesbah it was Erev Pesach, and she hasn't gone through the Gerus L'Shem Shifus. So then he cannot be Makrevik on Pesach, because Milas Avod of Makvase means the Gerus Avod of, in other words, somebody is a king in Evidoru. So then in order to become an Evid Maini, so he must go through Gerus of Avdus. So, and if he intends to regaya himself, goes off. So Mele cannot be Makrevik on Pesach until he's mal the Eved L'shem Gerus of Avdus and Tevil Deves. Mele by Shifro, he cannot be Makrevik on Pesach until he's Tevil the Shifro. The Shifro Arelo that he intends to be Tevil L'shem Shifrus of Eved Naini. Otherwise, he cannot make a compressor. There's the Ram.
Is Malvoy Taval, it's not, you can't make a compressor yet?
Of course not. By Eved, yeah.
Isn't it also just that it has to be Mila?
No, so that's the Zich des Ramba. Vichin Tfilas Hameisov, Lishim Avdus, Bichim Avdus, Liakvose. In other words, it's because according to the Ramba, in Mila's Avdisov, Makvesov, there are two Alochas. Number one, if he has an Eved that was born as an Eved Nine, so he has to be, if he's not Malin, Bayim Ashmini, so then he cannot be Makrevik on Pesach. Number two, that if he has an Eved all that he intends to be Migaya, and he wasn't Migaya, Erev Pesach, he cannot be Makrevik on Pesach. So in Mele, the same thing applies to Tfilas Hameisov. Now the Rav says, "Omer Avrom b'tzef t'psochim b'tvorim shemim Pesach Mitzrayim l'Pesach Deiris." Pesach Mitzrayim l'Pesach Deiris. So he says, "It's machlekes," and then, so the what? That's the tzefti. B'divat tzefti lo nochi yisoshom. Echad Pesach Mitzrayim ve'echad Pesach Deiris. Mishio lohoyu le'yavodim sheloimolu. So he asks the kasha against Ravid. So what's the shita of Ravid? Yeah, that's right.
Why
is it so difficult to assume that it's not after Mishne? Mishne is Rabbeinu Yaakov. Who says that Mishne means Mishne? Mishne has two meanings. Mishne means aloche. Mishne is aloche. So he assumes it's a pastor studies. It's very, I'm not saying it's not mistaba the other way, but it's very mistaba to say that the klal of Mishne's Rabbi Zalman Yaakov Kavinoki applies to Bryce also. Because if Rabbi Yaakov was Kavinoki, so what difference does that mean? All right, we can understand it, but to ask it as a kashe against the Ravid is, I mean, that's a little strange. But anyway, you see that it's not so Dava Poshut. So in Mele, it's not so Dava Poshut. If it's a machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbonon, as the Rav Shocha Bikula is Ksheiro or not, Rabbonon says it's Ksheiro, and Rav Zer ben Yaakov says it's Psulo, so Mimele, so why do they, the Rambam says, Hamshoche Bikula is Psulo. So what is the Kashi? So what could be the Kashi? If it's a Machleke between Rav Zer ben Yaakov and Rabbonon, so he should pasken like who? So he paskens that Hamshocha Bikulo is psula like Rabbi Zeben Yaakov. So what? So what's wrong with that? No, he should pasken like the Rabbonon. Yochid the Rabbin, Haloche, Kerabin. So that is the kasha, because according to the Rambam so in other words, the Ravid says that it applies, that it doesn't apply to a price. It doesn't apply to a price. But the Rambam Shite is, it applies to a price. Some merely paskins like Rabbeinu Yaakov. Oh, but we could, that would be good teretz. But why is everybody massing against the Rambam? The teretz is because the Rambam, Perusha Mishneh, mentions the Gemara of Shuvashim Shechur Kulok Sheiro, and he mentions another Pshat. So he couldn't say, because the Rambam holds that Mishnas Rebbeleza B'Yarabim, Shitose, he holds Mishnas Rebbeleza B'Yakov, is Kavinoki, so he may apply, applies only to Mishnah, he doesn't apply. It applies to a price also, not like the Raive. It applies to a price also, not to the Raive, not like the Raive. Some mailer, the aloha is, like Rabbi Yaakov says, oh, it's only Kshiro, Birbiyevam Shoche, but Kulo is Psuo. So that should be a good teretz. It would be a good teretz. But why is everybody massing the Goyen? Everybody is massing. The teretz is because when you look up the Rambam Perush HaMishneh in Perik Dalet, so he mentions an altogether different pshat with Shurashim Shechu Kulak Sheiro, not in the same sense as Rashi and Tosfos say. Rashi and Tosfos apply it to the case when you had Mem So Shov Mamesh, then you're Mam Shechet. According to Rambam, everybody is Lady. That's why he's massing so sharply against Chachmei Amayron. If it had been a question whether the klal of Mishnas Rebbeleza Yaakov Kavinoki applies to Braise also to Mishnah, he wouldn't express himself so sharply. I mean, he mamesh the Rambam. I don't know of any other Rambam who expresses himself so sharp, I don't know why. it's very strange.
Says maybe they want to get rid of the Mishnah.
Yeah, I mean, he criticizes them so much. I mean, and because of that, many say that the Rambam is chilik on the Ran, because the Ran says the Rif Shit Rachmarav has been shown that the Rambam would express himself so sharply against the Rif. The Rif, I mean, he had such reverence for the Rif, I mean, even when he's massive, so he's massive with trepidation in the air. So why is this? Because the Rambam had another pshat in Shurashim Shurikulak Sheo. That means not that all the men saw was old and then he was mamshah. That is certainly possible. According to everybody, Rabbonu, Rabbi Yaakov, everybody, Shurashim Shurikulak Sheo means that if you had Chofalef Shomit Shomit, then you had... And then you had, then you dumped in, you teso shov, then you are mamshechet from this place to another place. So then it's kshel. And the paskins in that case, it is kshel. So in other words, so it's an altogether different pshat. We say that there is a distinction between the Mishnah and the Braise. But who says that the Rambam is mechuyev to recognize that distinction? Anyway, I'm sorry, but we'll discuss it next time.
What are the Chachamayim?
I don't know.
Because the Shiva is saying that someone said that you can't, the Rambam doesn't hold a Quran because you wouldn't.
Yeah.
So if you hear it.
There are other Chachamayim.
Yes, it brings none of Yishas and Truva's Rimagash. Same difficulty if you're going to say it's the Rimagash.
Yeah, Rimagash also.
He also holds like
wouldn't
that.
Express
yeah, but they bring it, that's the Chachman Meirer.
I'm not the walking listeners. I know you have to ask somebody who is walking.
No, but the Rimagash holds like that. That's Yishas and
Truva's. If the Rif holds like this, so you must stand the Rimagash. usual the Midrash
agreed
with the sheet of the Rif. But if the Rif did not hold like this, many of the Rishim say no, it's not a Rif. It's not a Rif.
I thought the Rashi they hold Shubashim Shikua Kula.
He's Shayah Ramish.
And Ramam holds that it's
possible. But the member of Rabbanim or Rabbim Amin is Tigyosoyis.
In the
Gemara, Tigyosoyis. In the Gemara, Tigyosoyis. The Shiltis is another girl's. That's why you have to look at the Shiltis.
Uh-huh.
It's another girl's. His reference to the case where there was Chopalev saw Mishon. Mamish Mishon. Then he don't continue to saw Shiltis. Then he was Mamshich the whole week of Memso to another place. So that is Kashi. And that is the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Zabi Yaakov and the Rambam Paskins. The Rambam Paskins like the Rabbonon from Rabbi Zabi Yaakov.
So he only Paskins like that Shubashim Shikul Kulas Kshera in the case of where you had Roman Kshera.
He Paskins like the Rabbonon from Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. He Paskins like the Rabbonon from Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. That is shame.
So, in other words, what's the difficulty?
Because Mishnah Sablaza bin Yaakov Kabinoki applies only to Mishnah Tebras. According to Rabban.
That's why he passes like the Rabban. But why is the Rabban difficult? Because what makes the Rabban difficult? What's the difficulty?
I'll tell you, You have to go over the Gemara, so it seems difficult. Going to discuss the inyan of Hamshochen Bikulei, the Shulta Shite, nothing else. And then, next time, we'll begin the third pair. Now, it's a very complicated inyan, the inyan of Hamshochen. Very complicated. So, before we go over the sugya in Tmure, the tasteless, all the shittas are shinim, the Shmuel and Shiltes, so we have to go over the Mishneh in Perek Daled, Mishneh Daled. That's very important. First with the Rav, and then the Rash and the Rosh. Per Dalad Mishnah Dalad, Maim Shuvin, Umei Mikve, Shenisavu B'chotzer U'viyuko, Val Malis Hamoro, Im Reid Min HaKosha HaKosha, Im Reid Min HaPosel Posel. So in other words, suppose Maim Shuvin, you test Maim Shuvim Chofalef Mikshamim were mixed in a chotzer. Or Malis Hamor. So in other words, that mentions the case where the taruves of Maim Shuvim and Mikshamim and Rov being Mikshamim took place before the mikveh. Not in the mikveh where the people are taken, for the mikveh. Almalas Hamoro, Ruko, Bechotzer. No one is stable in the Chotzer. So he's stable in a Beya. So the Taruves of Shuvim and Mikshomim took place in the Chotzer, or on the steps. And then there was Rov, Mikshom. Then the Taruves was Nimshach L'Sech HaBe'er. So then is Kosha. Mech Tzol Mech Sepos. Ei Misai Bizman She Misavin Atchol Yagiru L'Mikvi. Hoyo Mikalchem B'Sech HaMayim Im Yodua She Nofa L'Sech HaBoim So Mayim Kshirim actually yard the Sefer Shlisha Lukiman Shubim Kosha Vim Laf Posel. But if it is not determined that there was 40 saw before the Yutes saw poured in, so then it's possible. So it's mashma. Pashtus Haloshin is mashma. That even when the Yutes saw wasn't dumped in directly by hand, but it was led in. It was dumped at 3 tefachim away from the bear, and then it glided in. That's real amshoch. Even then, it's possible. So when is amshoch? Even though the shuvim originally were only utesa, so but the Mishnah said in the Reisha that if the mikshomim were chafalef saw, so then it's kosher. So the Reisha discusses the case where the taguves took place, not in the place of the tefillah. And then everything together was nimshach into the mikveh. So in other words, it doesn't, so if the rov of the water was mikshomim, so the Shem Shov is not even chal. Let's say you have in the chotzer chof alef so mikshom. Then somebody dumped into the chotzer or into the steps of the bayah, so he dumped yuteso. And then the only sarif, and then all the 40 saw was nimshach l'sich habayah. So by the time it drips into the bayah, there is no psul of shov. Mashein kein, if you have a chafalef saw mikshomim in the bayah, then you dump yuteso outside the bayah, gimu tefachim away, and then the yuteso is nimshach. So teso is nimshach. So mele the moment, so mele then, if there was no taruves outside the mikveh, so then it's not kosher b'yev amshach. Only when there was a taruves outside the mikveh. That's how it's mash. Let's see. And this is how the Rosh and the Rash explain the Mishnah. Hoyo mikalchim b'sich ha-mayim, im yodua shenof l'sich ha-aboyim so mayim k'sheirim. Mayim k'sheirim, actually yirat l'sich ha-shleish lugu mayim k'sheirim kosha, v'im lav pos. And that's how the Rosh and the Rash explain it. So in other words, according to the Tanya of the Mishnah, when do we say that Hashoved b'miyute, Hamshoched b'miyute in Yuteso is kosher only when there was shov and then outside the mikveh, and it was Nisarev with Chofalev so that I make shomim, and then the whole thing was Nimshach into the mikveh. By the time they come into the mikveh, they're not shov. And I show Mashein Kei, if you have Chofalef so in the bear, and then you are Mamshich, you test so, Shuvim, so then it's possible. Let's see the Rab. Maim Shuvim Shem Psul in Mikve, Umikshom Mashir and Shnisav Bechotzer, Oy Biuke, Gumesh Amaim Niskaps, Benu Amalis Amoro, ומשום נמשוך ונמשוך ביד למקווה. עיר אבנה הכושר כהן שחפל אפסו מהם מקשום יתס מים שוב עם כושר. הוי מקלח בשך המים שלא יורדו למקווה על די המשוך את הרחות עבור כמל סמורו. אלא מנעקל, that's not the ראש פשט, and that's not the ראש פשט. That's the רמב"ם פשט מפרש המשנה. פשטס הלושן is like the ראש and the ראש. That when it says Hoye Mikalchin, doesn't mean Imam is dumped into the bear. It means if there was Chafalef saw Mikshomim in the bear, and then he dumped, he was Mikaleach outside the bear, Yuteso, Gimel Tvachim away, it's also possible. That's the Pashtus Halosh. And this is how the Rash and the Rosh explain it. But the Rambam doesn't explain it that way. But the Rambam says Mikalchim means he didn't, it wasn't done for Amshocha altogether. Hoyo Mikalchim Misichamayim Shal Yodli Mikve Al Bi Amshocha Dara Chotza V'Yehuki Umal Zama Amnakil Masmi Mikalchim Misichamayim No Amshocha. So then if there was 40 so even in that case is kosher. Because once you have a mikveh kshei or shleimo, so you can dump in directly, you would be katef, a thousand so or more. Vim laf posel, the gimel lugin, maim shuvim peislim kshenofel mikveh, shaloi ki derach hamshoche. Avol derach hamshoche in peislim, ad shiyu arev maim shuvim. אפילו המים שום בפני עצמו שלא נשאר והוא יפקשר אם פסלין דרך המשוך אלא ברעיב כמקווה שיש בחופה לפסור מקשומים למעלה בקטף וממשך לסייחי יוטסו מים שום וקושר הויל ועורב מים קשרים וכן הלוכה so there is אגב הולכה we are not learning the fourth period but there is a stira in the Rav Metinora because the Rav Metinora on this Mishneh and the Rav Metinora on the Mishneh is the Machlekes of Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So there it says that the Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua what Rabbi Lezer is saying that Imenas Shomim Yevi Kimat Maim Biber Yeshua Vimlav lo yishover, and Rabbi Yeshua, Eima bin kach, bin kach yishover, o yichve, is a machlekes, whether she, amshocha bikulo yishay or not. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that amshocha bikulo yishay, or Rabbi Lezer holds that amshocha bikulo yishpsula, only b'meyuto. So over there, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Here he says, ikach halacha. So that's his theory, all right. Now, any yes. Now, let's see. So the Rav explains how you make halachim like the Rambam, Pirush HaMishneh. Let's see. Now, the Rash and the Rosh. And then the Rambam. And then we'll go over the Gemara and say, in Gemara. Pirush HaMishneh Dalet. First the Rash. Uko hafiro li skabis bo mayim vichai gabne vishir hakeits et nishtatvi. Sos posu, im reidin akosha akosha, kibin nisavu vichosa da hamshoche, yori nisavu mikve, o im ikalucho nisach hamayim vishu nisavu vichosa, ama mahalchim vifne atzbo, vifne mashuvim, vichin hamikshonim vifne atzbo. Vim laf pos, af al pishe da hamshoche, yori do isha shudish tuf mayim, שוב מיקף אף על פי שיודו לפסייב שישלימו אבוי מסו תיכסוב הרם שוכן מתארס כלל אף לשליש לוגים לפסייב ודלו יקר בלזר ביקב דיסייב פריק כאן תיכון מהשאר שהשובו מתארו בלבי אדם שוכן אז מה דיסי דיס משנה כאן לאף פוסו אף על פי שדרך המשוך היורדו יצא שלוג המים. So how does he explain? Hoyo mikalchi, not like the Rambam, the Rambam Batzenore. Because according to the Rambam Batzenore, so it's not a controversial question. So then it means, mamesh, he dumped shuvim into the mikveh. I mean, of course it's possible. And here he says, he stole a machlekes, because he explains it like the Rosh, that this Mishneh holds, that the psula, that Hamshoche is only kosher if first there is itaruves of shuvim and mikshomim outside the mikveh, and then he's mamshir the whole memso into the mikveh. So then Hamshocha is machsheret. But if the Hamshocha takes place over Yuteso that is poured into the mikveh, which has already chafalef shomik shomim, then it's post, there's a pshat mikalch. So he says, Hoya mikalch on his chamayim shalim yisav bechotzeh. Elam halchim bifnei asmon kiman shuvi. V'chayim ha-mikshom, there was no taruves outside the mikveh. Vim lav, so then it's only kosher if the mikveh had already before the yuteso was poured in. So had already for the source, of course it's kosher. Vim lav is post. אף על פי שדחם שוח יעוד לו איש השליש לו גמיים שהוא מיקב אף על פי שיעוד לו לפסייב שישלים הרבה עם סו דיקוסו והרם שוח אין מטרס כלל אפילו שליש של ליגים לפסייב ודלו יקרה בלזה ביעקב דיסייב פריק המד יתמורה דיקומה שעשיבה מתארס בביב עם שוח and then he says אבו הויה מקלחה בשחמי, אם ידוע שנופל לסייחי הרבה עם סומיים קשרים עד שלא ירד לסייחו שלא ישלו גמיים שוב מסקושה but if it's not נופל לסייחי הרבה עם סומיים קשרים even if you had למטסו so it's still possible זכר, ביג החידש הקורת על הנמישת ביג החידש in other words that when is there a din of Hamshoche only when the Taruves takes place outside the mikveh. And then, and outside the mikveh there is Rov of Meishomim. Then Hamshoche is Chal on all the Memsor, so then Hamshoche is Machshir. But if there is no Taruves outside the mikveh, so then, even if you have Lameteso, make shomi in the mikveh, and then you are mamshich, gimel lugim, shuvim, so it's also possible. That is not like Reb Lezer B'Yakov in Muren, not like the Rabbonin of Reb Lezer B'Yakov. You see, yeah, that's right. So in other words, this Mishneh represents the Shite that is the biggest Mach. The biggest Mach. Alright. That's the Rash. Oh, now then. Tanya B'Tisefte. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in here. Gat sheyesh bei bireishei esrim v'arsoyim shosh mikshon. Now the Braise in Tmure mentions the same din in the name of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, but there it doesn't say Gak. There is different. That's why it's very confusing this. V'lamayim shuvim peislas amik. Now maybe we should go over this Gemara just briefly in order to understand the Raj, the Rosh, you know, the Rishen. So let's, for a moment, let's turn to the Mishneh in Tmur. Mishneh in Tmur mentions several things, different things. In Amdume, but the common denominator that only Lifechesh. So in other words, it's Kulis. The Mishneh mentions Kulis. Miscellaneous halachas, kulas, not chumras. Eina midumo midamei el lefechesh. Veina amchemeitz nechama chumetz mechameitz el lefechesh. That's not midia, but it's kulas. Veina mal nal mikvois, the third halacha. Veleis the mikvois. Veina mayim shuvim piselas samikve elo lefechesh. Ikule. Only with a cheshbon it passes. So man tane, Omar Afchir, Barab, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the Mishneh that mentions Ikule, that Maim Shuvim only passes with a cheshbon, represents the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. In other words, not the view of the Rabbanon of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Ditnan, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Eime Amikve, Sheyesh Be'eshrim, Vachasom, Mikshomi, Mimalei Bichatev, Sha'esriso, Upeiskin, Mikve. So in this braise, it doesn't say Gag. Tzisefte mentions Gag. The Rambam mentions Gag. But the Loshnag Mora, the braise here, doesn't say Gag. Mikve, Sheyesh Be'eshrim, Vachasom, Mikshomi, Mimale Bikatev, Chaes Riso, Upeiskan Lemikve, Vehein Teir, Shashive Mitaberes, Mitaheres, Birbia Viamshoch. So that means, so that's the Pshat in the Mishnah here. In that Mayim Shuvim Patros only Lefecheshm. So in other words, only when it is Rov Mayim Shuvim. So even for Amshoche, it's possible. But if it's Miut Maim Shuvim, then there is a way to be kosher. How to Amshoche? That's the Pshat in the Kul. In a Shuvi, in a Maim Shuvi, Paisles Amikve, that Amshoche shouldn't even avail us, only if it's Rov. But if it's Miut, then it doesn't puzzle in the sense that Hamshoche shouldn't be Machshir. Then Hamshoche is Machshir. So that's the Kulei. Rabbi Zem Yaakov is the Kulei. Michlal, since Rafia Barabom Rabbi Yechanan said that this Kulei, that Hamshoche doesn't puzzle b'miute, Hamshoche is kosher b'miute, Yuteso is the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It implies the Rabbanon Achilik and the Rabbanon Machmir, and they pass Amshoche even b'miut. So in other words, there is no such thing as Amshoche according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Michlal the Rabbanon Savre the Birbiya Amshoche lei elho dechiyoser Rabbi Nomer Rabbi Yechanan. Shuvashim shechuo kulo teiro, so Rashi teisves, and many rishayim explain the pshat in Rabin is shuvashim shechuo kulo teiro means suppose you dumped 40 so shuvim, then you manipulate that this 40 so should lie down to a bear, gimu tvochem away. So it's also so it's a big meichel. So the question is here from so in other words we have a stira between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yechanan. On one hand, Rav Chiya bar Rabbi Omer Rabbi Yechanan says that the kula of the Mishneh that I'm shoche b'miyuto is ksheiro represents only the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That means according to Rabbanon Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So it is so homo that even Amshoche b'miute is psul. And then Robin Omar Rabbi Yechanan is the same Rabbi Yechanan. So he says a bikule. He says that even not only b'miute Amshoche, she'll even bikulo. So the question is so Robin Omar Rabbi Yechanan's din, whose view does it represent? Does it represent it couldn't represent Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Meikil, is only Meikil by Miuto, but by Kulo he's not Meikil. And here Rabbi Yechanan says even by Kulo, and it certainly couldn't represent the view of the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yaakov because they are even more Machmir than Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. They pass even by Miuto. So whose view? So in other words, Rabbi Yechanan mentioned a din that is not like any time. That's impossible. Elho dechios rab mo rabbi yashuv shim shukulateo man elu rabbonu b'rablaz elu ma rabbi lifi cheshmi keilin v'yesed mecheni. So rabbi says that rabbi, Rav Popo, it doesn't make any difference. So that the pshat in the Mishneh ain't a shuvim. Ain't a shuvim. In a mayim shuvim pisamik v'lecheshmim does not mean that shov bam shoche is only possible by rube, not by miute. It means another aloche. That gimul lugi mayim shuvim only possible if it's from one kele, two kelim, three kelim. But if they are far more than three kelim, so then it doesn't pass. That's the kule. So in other words, so that hushite is that kule, that yeseh mechaini, but the other tanoim achilik are yeseh mechaini. Mele Mishneh doesn't discuss the scope of the psul of shuvim when I'm shocher is machsher, when I'm shocher is not machsher. So Mele, since this Mishneh doesn't discuss, so then there is no kashe. Robin, Omer Rabbi Yechanan's din, shuvashim shechu o kulo, is teiro represents the shite. Represents the shite of the Rabbanan from Rabbi Yaakov. And true, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is not the biggest maker. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is a machmir. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he says that Hamshoche is only effective by miute is kosher. But by Rubi, by Kule is possible. But Rabbanan for Elazar ben Yaakov, Achelik and the Amor maker, and they say Amshoche is effective even by Kule. And Rabbi Yechanan Paschal's like Rabbanan for Elazar ben Yaakov. That's all. That's the pshat. So, mele, those rishim in the Chachmei Amarot, that Rambam is chilek so strongly against the Chachmei Amarot. So it's not Ishtes Yochit. We don't pass by the Chachmei Amarot, but it's not Ishtes Yochit. It's many rishim. Ktzrash Ishite, and Teish Ishite. There's the Pashtes Loshen. There's the Pashtes Loshnagma. All right, now let's go.
This is the pastels of Gimel Lugin Ma'im. What if it is Hamshacha doesn't help, and we just have a mikvah of the makeup of Ma'im Shavuot. In other words, it's like now Hamshacha doesn't work.
Now you are asking, according to Mandoma, that Hamshacha Mimute is kosher.
Right.
But Berubi be kulei not. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Okay. Difference is very simple. Whether we say, you see, there's a machlekes rishoni, whether shuvo kulo rubo is posum mit raise, or shuvo kulo rubo is posum mit rabban. Of course, miuto is certainly only mit rabban, except rabban tam. So bitchilo even gimulugin, but we're not talking about bitchilo. So miuto show be miute is only with rabban, and but show be rube is posel midrais, bikule is posel midrais. But even according to the Rishani, like the Rambam, that Oteri, that show bikule is also kosher midrais, also kosher midrais. But with Rabbonon, there is a difference between the psul of Shov Bikulei and Shov Bimute. Shov Bimute has a Chalisha Mikveh. But it's a possible Mikveh. I mentioned it several times. Mashein Kein, Shov Bikulei, or even Berubi, because Rubi Kikulei does not have a Chalisha Mikveh. Just as you find the Dimyan, the Raivet makes a distinction between a Roshe, a Korev. He has a Shemedes, but a Posseledes. But for himself, for the Baal Bishtei, Ishtiki Gufei, so then Baal Dovor doesn't even have a Shemedes. I mean, with the Ardimian. So Ligabe Mikvois also. There are certain Mikvois that have a Chalisha Mikveh, but it's a Mikveh Psul. It's a Mikveh Psul. And then the Apsulim that as such psulim that he doesn't even have a chalisha mikveh. So naturally, if we say shov bikulei is posel midraise, so then it can be explained that way. Because if shov bikulei or berubi, he doesn't have a chalisha mikveh. Doesn't chalisha mikveh. If he doesn't have a chalisha mikveh, that's why Hamshocha is not effective. Hafshocha can be mafkia psulim, but Hamshocha cannot confer in Yuchal Hashem v'zidinte. But even according to the Rishonim, who say that even Shuva Bikula is only possible in the Rabbonon, but on the Rabbonon level there is a difference. Not all the Rabbonon is the same. If he chose Bikule, so mid Rabbonon he doesn't even have a Chalisha Mikve. So in Mele, it's not Chayach to say I'm Shoche, will confer a Chalisha Mikve. Mashinki, if he chose Muti, just give him a look in. It has a Chalisha Mikve, and the Rabbonon is a Chalisha Mikve. But it's a possible Mikve. So the Halacha is that Hamshocha is Mafkia the Psu. The Hamshocha is Mafkia the Psu. In other words, how is it Mafkia the Psu? Because how does Hamshocha work? Let's say the Rabbanon also has to work, it has to be explained. What is it? Especially if it's the Raistik Halacha, we don't have to understand it. Sakos, don't have to discuss. But if we say it's the Rabbanon the Halacha, the Rabbanon don't make takonis just like that. Every Rabbanon has to be explained. Why? How does it work? So Rishayim the Mordechai explains it. Because of that, there are certain shittes that Hamshocha has to be only al gabi karke, something that can absorb. Whether it absorbs or it doesn't absorb, doesn't matter. As long as it's capable of absorbing. So maybe we consider when you dump water and soil, water can, the earth can absorb, even if it didn't absorb, but since it can absorb, so it's considered. And then when it glides down into the bay, so it's considered there has been a metamorphosis took place in that water. In other words, this water, suppose it would be absorbed by earth. So then you would say, certainly, it's Ponim Chadosh, the Shem Shov is Poka. It became incorporated into the earth. Then it squeezed out from the earth. So this is Hamshocha. That's B'dei Shamayim when it's squeezed out by the earth. So Mele, even though it's not absorbed, but as long as it can absorb, so it's considered it had been absorbed. But if the Hamshocha is made, let's say, on this kind of a sidewalk, which cannot even absorb, so then there is no Hamshocha. But there are Rishonim Achilik and Mordechai, and they say that Hamshocha can be done on any, even on a sidewalk, something, on a substance that cannot absorb. Because if it was dumped on the karka, then it's considered as if it had been absorbed by the karka, even though it's a paved karka, it cannot absorb. But if it was dumped on the karka, it's considered as if it had been absorbed by the karka. Then when it lies down in the bay, so it's a new thing. It's like a metamorphosis has taken place in that water. It's not choked. This is how it is explained. Whether the Raisa, the Rabbanon, this is how it's explained. Now, most Rishonim say, even though most Rishonim are chilik and the Chumra of the Mordechai, that it has to be dumped dafke and karka. And karka that can absorb, not on a paved karka. But most Rishonim say, even on paved karka, on the sidewalk, it can say, but everybody is made there that you cannot make Hamshocha and kill. And kill him not. Why kill him not? Because if he's dumped on the karka, even though it's paved, but karka in general absorbs some melee, even though it's paved, it's also considered an absorb. But the kelim in general doesn't absorb the kelim, except special kelim. Some melee we don't apply the halacha. Anyway, so this is how it is to be explained. Why is there a difference, Hamshocha Bikule and Hamshocha Mimute? Because Hamshocha Mimute, the Raisa de Rabbonon, is a psu. It's a psu, but it's a mikve it has. But Hamshocha Bikule, the Raisa de Rabbonon, does not have a chalisha mikve. And if we say Hamshocha Bikule is not, that's the shaila. If we say Amshocha Bikul is effective, so Amshocha has the capacity not only to mafki psul, but even to confer the Halishem mikveh on it. Even though heretofore it did not have a Halishem mikveh, so through Amshocha the Halishem mikveh, may mikveh is conferred upon it. That's the Chachmei Amarov. But those who pasken not like the Chachmei Amarov, so let's say the Rambam and all the Rishenim, they hold Hamshoche, the capacity of Hamshoche is only to mafkia ipsul, but not to confer the Chalisha.
According to Rambam, never does lose the Chalisha in Shoshupo even with Hamshoche.
What?
Because it never really loses the Chalisha in Shoshupo even with Hamshoche. Because if you lose the Chalisha in Shoshupo, then
that's why, in Chanam, it's, in other words, it's, but then it would be semantics. What difference does it make? Call it Chalishim Shov, don't call it Chalishim.